Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'm out here in Montana, and it's just beginning to have a little bit of change in the fall foliage, and it's so beautiful to see. And one of the things that I started noticing is that there's some unusual trees out here that are not, you know, ones that I would recognize. And so as I was looking at them, I thought of the word fruit. Now, these trees don't have fruit on them, but their leaves are the fruit. They're the things that that tree produces. And in thinking of that, I thought of John 15, because that has a series of verses that talks about the fruit. Now, most of the time when people talk about fruit, they're talking about soul winning. You know, like the Proverbs verse that says, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So, that's a certain type of fruit that it's talking about, but there's other things that you produce when you abide in Christ. That's what John 15:5 says. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Now, isn't that the truth, ladies? We don't argue with God about this, because we know without him we can do nothing. But the fruit that we have when we abide in Christ is not just soul winning. Verse 7 in the same chapter says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, answered prayer. That happens. Yesterday all day I tried to open up my Quicken program to be able to finish a project with my finances. All day long, it just kept saying, I'm in an update, so you can't open. So I Googled, everybody Googles, to see how do you get this to work, and it told me something to do, and that didn't work. So this morning when I got up early, because I wanted to get working on this project, this financial project, it gave me the same message. And I said, Holy Spirit, please, would you help me be able to get in this Quicken program? I need to get this work done. Please, I beg you. And I just talked to God about it for a little bit. Lo and behold, I clicked on it, and it still said the same thing. We're updating. You can't access it. Wait till later. So I went on Google again, and I Googled, say, my Quicken won't open up. What should I do? And this time, I don't know where the answer came from differently than yesterday, but this time it said, why don't you restart your computer? So I restarted my computer, and those of you that are ahead of me, you already know what I'm going to say, is it opened up and I was able to get my finances, work on them. So that was an answer to prayer. And that's a fruit from me abiding in Christ. He wants to answer my prayers and make me see his ability. In verse 11, part of the fruit is joy. Verse 11, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So I think when you abide in Christ, you are a joyful Christian. You're not a mully grub down in the dumps Eeyore type person. You're a joyful person. And so if you're not abiding in Christ, maybe that's why you feel so down in the dumps. And that's why your glass is half full and half empty instead of half full. But anyway, then the third fruit from John 15 is love. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So that's part of abiding. He says, this is my commandment, that you would love. And I think that when we love, when we abide in Christ, we see that fruit also. We see the fruit of answered prayer, of joy, and having love for other people. I can't tell you, there's not one thing that I don't consciously work at more than showing love to people. When I walk into a church, we were into a new church this past Wednesday, and I walked in, and I was busy talking to somebody, one of our team members, about something, and then setting up the table, and then I just stopped myself and said, now it's time to minister to the people. So I went from person to person, just trying to show them some attention and love, and make them feel like they were important to me, and I was glad they came to church that day. Hey, that's something you have to, I think all three of these things are things you have to do on purpose. ask in prayer and then expect an answer. Be a joyful person. On purpose, look on the bright side of life. And number three is really love people on purpose. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.